About a dozen Company K riflemen commenced firing at Japanese soldiers wading along the reef, several hundred yards away at the mouth of the bay. Other Marines joined us. The enemy were moving out from a narrow extension of the mangrove swamp on the left toward the southeastern promontory on our right. About a dozen enemy soldiers were alternately swimming and running along the reef. Some of the time, only their heads were above the water, as my buddies sent rifle fire into their midst. Most of the running enemy went down with a splash. We were elated over reaching the eastern shore at being able to fire on the enemy in the open. A few Japanese escaped and scrambled among the rocks on the promontory.
"Okay, you guys, line 'em up and squeeze 'em off," said a sergeant. "You don't kill 'em with the noise, it's the slugs that do it. You guys couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a bass fiddle," he roared.
Several more Japanese ran out from the cover of the mangroves. A burst of rifle fire sent every one of them splashing.
"That's better," growled the sergeant.
The mortarmen put down our loads and stood by to set up the guns. We didn't fire at the enemy with our carbines. Rifles were more effective than carbines at that range. So we just watched. Firing increased from our rear. We had no contact with Marine units on our right or left. But the veterans weren't concerned with anything but the enemy on the reef.
"Stand by to move out," came the order.
"What the hell?"
grumbled a veteran as we headed back into the scrub.
"We fight like hell and reach our objective, and they order us to fall back."
Others joined in the grumbling.
"Ah, knock it off. We got to gain contact with the 7th Marines," an NCO said.
We headed back into the thick scrub. For some time, I completely lost my bearings and had no idea where we were going. Unknown to the Marines, there were two parallel north-south trails, about 200 yards apart, winding through the thick scrub. Poor maps, poor visibility, and numerous snipers made it difficult to distinguish the two trails. When 3-5, with Company K on its right flank, reached the first westernmost trail, it was then actually abreast of 3-7. However, due to poor visibility, contact couldn't be made between the two battalions. It was thought 3-5 was too far to the rear, so 3-5 was ordered to move forward to come abreast of 3-7. By the time this error was realized, 3-5 had pushed 300 to 400 yards ahead of the 7th Marines' flank. For the second time on D-Day, K-3-5 was the forward-most exposed right flank element of the division. The entire 3rd Battalion 5th Marines formed a deep salient, reaching into enemy territory to the east coast. To make matters worse, the battalion's three companies had lost contact with each other. These isolated units were in critical danger of being cut off and surrounded by the Japanese.